This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, Broward County, a lot of busy beavers down there politically. That's where Roger Stone's lived for many years in between New York. And you know, his son's a deputy right there in Broward County. And there was a police stand-down, not by his son, but by others, ordered by the sheriff, who now busted this guy that works for the tribal government, the casinos, Caesar Altier Sayoc. And Roger was held over to get into what he thinks Trump should say and do, but he just dropped a bombshell. Roger, repeat for listeners what you just told me that's hiding in plain view. Has anybody heard about this guy in Trumpian politics in your area?
No. I mean, I have reached out through my network. I've spoken to many, many of the local grassroots Trump groups in South Florida, including in Miami, many friends in the Proud Boys, many friends in the Americans for Trump. We had a great rally in Pompano Beach night before last. We had a great rally at the Palm Beach Kennel Club a month ago. None of the people that I'm networked to know this individual. We haven't been able to find anyone who knows him. I find that odd. If I were the president, frankly, I would have FBI Director Wray in my office right now and say, well, Mr. Wray, what do you know? Who arrested him? How did we learn about him? What have we really got on him? Where did it come from? I think the president is in a position to get a better command of the facts than anyone. And despite the fact that his FBI director is a deep stater who looked more comfortable behind as a croupier in Atlantic City, he had to get some hard answers. The FBI director, who when he learned about leaking by the FBI and their misuse by Obama, said, well, we're going to have sensitivity training to solve that problem. That guy.
That's big news that you're like one of the big kingpins of Republican politics in the state, but particularly in that county, and no one has ever heard or seen of this guy. And then he's got a Twitter account that loves Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. This whole thing smells bad. Like you said, this whole Trump-mobile, Colbert saying, oh, it's the MAGA bomber, and magically it is. I mean, this thing is so synthetic, Roger.
It does appear to be contrived. I think it's important to note that here in Florida, there's a real dichotomy between the Trump movement, grassroots amateurs, well-meaning patriots, people who were brought to the process to save their country because they couldn't stand what was happening and they saw in Trump somebody with the guts to change things, and the local Republican structure, deeply committed to either Jeb Bush and now Marco Rubio, who largely went through the motions of pretending to be for candidate Trump but sat on their hands. The Trump community is big, and it is vibrant, and it is active, and it's very net-based, and they're very communicative, and they turn out in huge numbers. None of those people so far that I have been able to network to have heard of this individual.
Well, that's another giant indicator. Roger Stone, we got a minute left. Anything else you think you should add?
What this shows me is that the polls the Democrats are looking at must have shown that this was moving post-Kavanaugh and after the spasms of violence that have been promulgated by the Democratic Party away from them.
Their thug bully persona is hurting them, so magically now we're the bad guys.
Andrew Cuomo calling for the New York Police Department to investigate the Proud Boys when video shows that it was Antifa who threw the first bottles and drew first blood. I think people see through that as raw political chicanery, and that is not working for them.
Governor, so now they bring this forward 20 seconds. Do you agree, though, that if this trial balloon goes well, they may activate the real false flag?
Look, I think they are capable of any potential act of violence. They have done it before. They have done it again. The deep state realizes that Donald Trump is a threat to their...
That's right, and they want to stop him now. Great points, Roger. We'll talk to you more during the War Room today, 3 o'clock Central. Phone calls and Matt Bracken straight ahead.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, we were 14 days out, and then the arch controllers of globalism, who are running all these criminal activities, get mailed fake pipe bombs. The police commissioner in New York said at the FBI, no real powder, no real detonator, it's fake. Not even a smoke bomb. These fake bombs we made as a joke that are road flares could actually burn something up if you lit them. So these are more dangerous than the fake bomb that they put out that absolutely has no danger, that now 12 people have been mailed, so they can all be victims in the news. Simply insane to see all of this unfolding. And now this individual works for the Seminole Nation, the casinos, that are 100% Democrat, anti-Republican in that state. You've got the Sheriff Israel that of Coward County that ordered the stand down during the Valentine's Day massacre there at Parkland, where this guy gets picked up somewhere, the media gets called to then see the van, and then to have the O.J. Simpson ride in hysteria on the back of the wrecker. You've got the timing, you've got the MO, you've got it all. This is just insane. We'll be talking to Matt Bracken here in a few minutes. I'm going through law enforcement, military, EOD people. You've been making a lot of great points. I'll take a few of your calls and go to Bracken and continue with calls with Bracken. Can't wait to get his take here in just a moment. Longest holding so far would be Kevin and then Vox. Kevin in New Hampshire, a Marine or former Marine on the topic. What's your view on this?
Well, my first point to make, Alex, is my question to the left and the media is, how stupid do you think we are? I mean, all the timing of all this, the very first story that I saw as far as all these bomb threats was the one about George Soros knew that we're on your station, but I call BS right there. Because George Soros, he has a freaking pattern of behavior behind all of this. I mean, it was you guys that leaked the documents that they staged the Baltimore riots. This man has short-sold the pound back in 92 and boasted about it, saying, I know I'm taking money out of the British taxpayers' pockets, but if I think about that, how do I make a profit? This guy's a Nazi collaborator. He was behind the Arab Spring revolt. He was behind Ukraine. It's a pattern.
And he brags he's involved. And by the way, I don't listen to it, but family's all told me, and every local news show has been paid to read PR every day that he fought the Nazis and he was a victim of Nazis, and then I am defiling a Holocaust survivor. And then it's on the national news. So he's paying everyone to talk about now that he was a victim of the Nazis. It just shows how damn powerful this guy is.
Exactly my point. And I even tell people that, well, of course all the nerds are going to pipe that up because the guy owns Media Matters for America. They oversee all of our media. Of course he's going to control the narrative. But, you know, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. It's just ridiculous.
Well, what do you think their next move is? This is clearly synthetic. What is their next move? Because I think if we all apologize and, oh, my God, we're so sorry, what about Scalise? What about Rand Paul? What about Antifa violence? What about all the dead cops? We should be, yeah, okay, sad some fake pipe bombs got mailed. This is very suspicious. We're not calling for violence. The media keeps saying we're calling for it. Something is stinking here. I think Trump's made a mistake here being not. I'm glad he's saying we've caught the guy, whatever, but he should be saying it's suspicious, like he did about the Jewish center attacks, because he's walking into them staging something bigger, I think.
Absolutely. A good way to keep up to date on all these attacks is a page and website I found. How they got right wing watch out there. Well, far left watch has just popped up, and you can see the violence just every day coming out of.
No, I agree. We should be following left wing watch every day with a little report that shows all their incredible violence. God bless you. Thank you, Kevin. We're going to go to Vox, and we're going to go to everybody else who's patiently holding, interspersed with Matt Bracken. But the FBI detains Melbourne suspect, sees his white van with pro-Trump posters. They're going to hold a press conference coming up very soon that we'll be carrying some of. So stay with us, everybody. That's set for about 15 minutes from now. I'm sure it's, remember, the FBI and the Justice Department at the top is a bunch of Clinton and globalist operatives. That's why this country's in so much trouble. But we'll see what happens. Matt Bracken, we called this. We predicted this. And you've been on top of it, you know, Monday saying it's fake bombs. That was confirmed the next day, or you said the day it happened. I guess that was Wednesday you said it was fake, and then the next day it was confirmed. What are you seeing now with this whole situation and this individual?
Yeah, there's another twist that it's Scott Israel in Broward County that's got the guy in custody. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of lawyers are in there talking to him. If there's an arraignment, I expect him to come out. If he could, he'd be wearing a MAGA hat, and he'll be yelling, "I love Trump," to go along with all the stickers on the windows of his van, which all appear to have been put on recently. You know, if you actually had those stickers on your van, Broward County, you know, for the last couple months, your van would have been torched. I mean, keyed, torched, spray painted. So this is part of the setup.
And it's where Congressman Deutsch is. Who's the leader of the anti-free speech movement, even worse than Pelosi.
Yeah, those window stickers were obviously put on to be shown today, you know, to go along with the narrative. I expect at an arraignment he's going to yell, "I love Trump," you know, "Heil Trump, Trump forever." It's all part of it. And, you know, if you go back in his social media, I heard on the radio that his Twitter only goes back to 2016, which is when Trump was elected. And I have knowledge of infiltration of the right into the left and the left into the right by people scrubbing their social media and then waiting and then coming back as the opposite so that they can either infiltrate Redneck Revolt or Redneck Revolt infiltrate the Proud Boys, for example, because both sides are trying to get people inside of the other camp in order to spy on them, to get, you know, on the
email
distribution list. So it doesn't take a big stretch of the imagination to see a guy not knowing exactly what his usefulness would be, but going on and creating a false social media persona as an uber conservative so that when the time was right, you know, he could pop out as a Trump supporter doing something crazy. And,
no, exactly, and people commit suicide for their political views. If he's willing to take one for the team, he mails it, he knows he's going to get caught, he does this all without even being directed. The problem is all the pre-programming that this was coming by media shows me that he was being directed.
It's very possible he was being directed, but on what level, it remains to be seen. He might think that he's scrubbed his social media, but there might be ways to go in and find old social media, whether or not that will be coming out.
No, I agree. Why do you think now he's got three different aliases? I mean, it's him in videos on Facebook. It's him on Twitter. He's like a liberal. He's a conservative, but it's him. He just looks like some operative. Who would be playing both sides?
Somebody that's doing this as a false flag. I mean, the van is so over the top. The last thing that a guy is going to do is make a van that looks like that while he's dropping off pipe bombs, supposed pipe bombs. You know, it's completely bogus.
We've now learned that MSNBC is blaming me for this, and they are saying that this guy tweeted InfoWars.
Are there any InfoWars stickers on that van? It seems unlikely that he'd miss that, but maybe he only asked for all the Republican stickers he could find. Of course, you know, if you sign up as get on their with their donation list, they'll send you all the stickers you want. Some of them might not even be stickers. He might have actually, you know, taped some.
Let me tell you, Matt, I can tell it's a wrap. Somebody made a big Photoshop file of that, and that was professionally wrapped.
Okay, yeah, I see. That's not stickers, right? Yeah, and that's amazing. So it's part of the, you know, Trump on a tank. It's so bogus. I think that people are going to see it as a false flag.
And crosshairs on the Democrats to make them heroes.
Right. It's so obviously over the top. If he was a little bit more subtle, it would probably work better. But, you know, it's hard to get somebody like this to know to be able to regulate, you know, the subtlety or irony level. But it's I'm expecting next in the surveillance videos where he's dropping off the packages, they'll be wearing a MAGA hat and a MAGA shirt. You know, I think that's what we'll see next. And I think it won't work. I think it just adds to the false flag narrative. You're not on CNN. They'll play it straight. But normal Americans are hip to false flags.
Trump's worried it could hurt the red wave. We're going to come back and take calls from Vox. And we're going to take calls from Eagle Eye and Jack and Aaron and Matt and Garrett and everybody else. Stay with us. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War Room 3 to 6 is going to be covering this. Tonight, 8 to 10, we're doing live election coverage. We'll have the latest Infowars.com/show. Some of our radio and TV stations do cover our live election coverage, breaking news coverage that goes right through the election and for about a week after. Then we're going to launch a new show, 7 to 10 Central weeknights. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, ordnance expert, best-selling authors, ride the shotgun for this segment, a little bit more the next. We've got a press conference from the FBI. Supposedly come up in about 10 minutes. We'll see what they have to say. If there's anything new there, we'll cover some of that. We're taking calls from former ordnance experts or current ordnance experts, people that work for the military or the police. They've all been making really, really great points and in unison aren't buying what's happening. But I'll say this. We're getting a bunch of calls saying, hey, we live in Florida and you can't have thick tent on vans or anything, which I know Florida has even stronger laws than Texas because I've been driving through Florida before. And you know, no folks have had problems from Texas there with darker tent. This guy had all the windows except the windshield covered in perfect wraps that fit exactly into it, except for the two front windows, side windows, and the windshield. And again, some of these are perfect wraps. This whole thing just looks ridiculous. So you get your car vandalized, any of this. It's just the whole thing looks synthetic. Matt, I want to go to Vox and other callers and get your take on what they have to say, but we're 11 days out. We knew this was coming. The media hyping that we were going to cause violence against them, their number one story for 6 months was so obvious that they were pre-programming, and I'm really concerned that they're just beta testing with this, and if we buy this, and if this looks successful, they're going to pull a real false flag, not one with fake bombs.
Yeah, there's no way this is having the intended effect. My wife, I already voted by mail. My wife voted today, and it's the same story they're talking about on local radio. She had to wait more than an hour, where normally, you know, you walk in for a midterm election, you're in and out in a minute. And people are saying they haven't seen anything like this in 30 years, including 2016 presidential election. And it's all people that are pissed off that are Republicans. So I think that this is a, you know, this is so obvious. But, you know, those wraps in the windows, the guy didn't make that at home. He had to go to a printer that has a big, you know, large format machine. He might have done the work on his computer, but a printer had to create those. And the FBI, I'm sure, knows who printed them and when. If they were created, you know, in the last 2 weeks, it's going to look pretty obvious that it was part of the entire hoax pipe bomb scheme. Not something, you know, organic that the guy's been putting on year over year. I mean, we've all seen these, you know, sure, campers and vans covered with stickers. They're one on top of the other. They're faded. They're peeling because they go on as the guy gets struck by a new bumper sticker to stick on top. This is deliberate. This was professionally printed.
Well, it is. But let's expand on that. Why would any Trump supporter, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, we're not into violence offensively. That's not in the M.O. other than the fake Oklahoma City, which, again, was Holder and the rest of them, we know. Why on earth would you, when we're winning, send this to Hillary and Bill and Obama and Holder and Soros and make them victims? It's the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, it's a false flag, including the van. I think that he intended to be caught. Part of the reason for his fake bombs not even having any gunpowder, for example, is so that in court, in trial, he can claim he never had any intention or capability of harming anybody, that it was just a stunt.
Exactly, and all he gets is 6 months in a lunatic asylum. He did it in Broward County, where they have this whole thing, if you're, quote, a minority, you can commit all these crimes, and they let you go. Absolutely. That's the missing link. that Sheriff Israel of Coward County is in command.
Right, but I'm sure that they'll know who is in and out in terms of lawyers, and if it's an ACLU lawyer or the firm that represented the Kavanaugh accusers, we'll know the fix is in there. But I think that the guy's going to come out to the arraignment and he's going to be shouting, God bless Trump. I love Trump. Trump forever. It's all part of it for the next 12 days. But I think it's going to have the reverse effect. The van is so obviously a bogus part of a false.
Well, I'll say this. Nobody I know buys that this whole thing's real. And now this just gets more ridiculous. Let's go to Vox in New York. I'm here with Matt Brack and Alex Jones. You're an aerospace engineer on the bombings. What do you think about not just the fake bombing and the fake bombs, but now this?
Well, the thing I wanted to point out about these fake bombs being a political event orchestrated for maximum political effect is that it took them over 3 days to definitively declare these things fake. I mean, upon first glance, Alex, any competent intelligence agent or bomb experts would say, nope, no way. I mean, the LED thing, the dollar store LED device with a 1.5-volt watch battery doesn't have the kind of outputs or even triggers or gates, logic gates, to even do it. So the fact that I have a difficult time accepting that it took them 3 days to tell us this, I mean, I certainly hope not. These guys were really dumb. Or they deliberately held this information for maximum political effect, which the latter, I think, is definitely the case, to give the Don Lemons and the Wolf Blitzes times to milk it, which is what they've been doing these last 3 days. It's a cheesy October surprise, and if this is the best they got, I mean, it's pretty bad, actually.
No, I agree. It's a really cheesy October surprise, and that's why I'm really concerned that this is a distraction from something bigger, Matt, like you said, and I want to get Vox's take first, an attack on that caravan that just like James Woods and you and I predicted, they wouldn't be on foot. They got trucks bringing them up right on time a few days before to claim some militia right-winger shoots these folks. What do you think, Vox?
Well, I'll tell you what I do think, that that obviously it's staged, that one too. And it's this Saul Alinsky, Gene Sharp technique of sort of roping your target, being Trump, into an untenable media position by having like pregnant women and children up front, and then what the guards have to sort of like either physically restrain them or shoot them or something with rubber bullets or something. So this is a way to sort of like an attempt, it's not going to be a successful one, but to sort of rope Trump in. And this Alinsky, Gene Sharp,
and that's why they've said no. I agree, Alinsky, and you can't have borders, no wall, no USA at all. And the good news is Lou Dobbs, James Woods, it's not just Alex Jones now, it's Rush Limbaugh, all saying this is a false flag, this is a stunt, it's fake, and everyone agrees. I think that's the real moment we've crossed here, Vox, is that now, and I like to say I'm becoming an obsolete in a way, and that's why they've said all the news. The Republican Party has now been Alex Jones-ized. Well, no, you've just met reality. It's not me. People are now having common sense. It's safer to say it now. Vox, great points. Thank you. Matt, comments on that?
Yeah, the mainstream media is just catching up to where we've been for years. There's no doubt that they're milking the fake pseudo bombs. They're still carrying these things out in that containment truck, blocking off New York City traffic like it's a plutonium device. They evacuated the CNN building like it was a truck bomb. The thing would, if it was full of gunpowder, it wouldn't blow up a broom closet. Not inside.
If you held it in your hand, it might have had a few of your fingers get scalded. I mean, it's just pure crap.
Yeah, to evacuate buildings over it, and then to have, the helicopter views of, six blocks of New York, cordoned off with crime tape and cop cars.
And Cuomo calling out the National Guard and breathlessly. It's so obvious, the breathless and the mayor of New York saying, these are real, these are dangerous, these are scary, they're real. You protest too much, buddy. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling a water filter. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Eagle Eye's been a trooper and been holding, but we can take 20 calls at a time, so you kind of have to if you get in. And then we're going to go to everybody else that's holding. Matt Bracken's here. We're going to have the press conference. I really want to hear what Sheriff Israel says, because that's a dangerous, sneaky, bad guy. Parkland happened, but not the way they said it did. And, you know, you got David Hogg in two videos saying he was at home when it happened, and then he wrote an hour to it, and then he's in a closet saying it's happening now. I mean, you know, just some weird stuff, man, and they don't want it questioned. And now this? Maybe we'll have a, you know, an event like this that's all weird every month or so. It'll always be in his county. But Carla Ray of an ABC affiliate, WFTV, reporting, I just obtained a 2002 arrest affidavit related to Caesar Seiko making a bomb threat. It states he called Florida Power and Light and said it would be worse than September 11th. And then you got the report right there. And law enforcement says he was known to them in Florida and New York for making threats. You know, I mean, if I called up and said, if you turn my lights off, it'll be worse than September 11th, I should be arrested. That's a terroristic threat. Why are these people always allowed to do this? People like death threat me, and I've called the police, and they can't do anything. They go, oh, grand jury won't indict them. People saying, I'm going to kill you. Well, we don't think it's a credible threat. Okay, fine, whatever. Matt Bracken's with us here, riding a shotgun. Let's go to Eagle Eye. Army Intelligence talks about the third missing component from Tennessee. What's your view on this situation?
Well, I believe that strategically that this is the most important time frame for the Democrats and the globalists to try to take back some sort of control because of the election. It's all about the election. They're going to do anything that they can to distract, to intimidate, to fear, and to threaten, to use terrorism to their advantage to try to affect voter turnout or whatever the case may be. They're all about sleight of hand and trying to distract you over here, trying to get you down that rabbit hole and focus over here. And then all of a sudden, boom, you get blindsided. You know, so we've got to watch out for that sort of thing. But it wouldn't surprise me that, you know, they're all in on this, not just the Democrats, but their allies across the globe. You know, their vested interest in all of this is to take down Trump, to take down the momentum before the next presidential election. If they don't do it now, they won't be able to stop it. So it wouldn't surprise me that they're going to pull out all the stops. Now, that being said, you know, this could potentially be the time frame that they would have another 9/11 type event or something like that. But I don't believe that that's going to be allowed to happen. In my personal opinion, this is all about fear. This is all about keeping people away from the polls.
Eagle, I want to be clear. I agree, because they don't have full command and control anymore, and they know they're being watched. They know the public's wearing a false flag, so they're not willing to pull off an Oklahoma City like they did before. Thank you, Eagle Eye. Amazing points. Anything else?
Just God bless you, and keep praying. I believe the veterans need to step up, take family members that are afraid, especially the elderly, anybody that's afraid of going out to vote. We've got family members that are veterans, such as myself, that are willing to take you out there and escort you. Don't be afraid. Get out and vote. Vote early. Don't wait till election day. It's key to vote early.
Eagle Eye, you're absolutely right. And let me expand on that. My family has said, watch out when you go vote. Have you voted yet? And everybody knows about Antifa, and they're out at parks with guns, not even letting people have conservative marches. I mean, this is where I live. This is going on. And it is intimidating conservative voters. We see record numbers turning out, but especially women, older folks. I agree. We need sons, daughters, even if you've got family that's five states away. You need to vote early where you're at and get on a damn airplane, excuse my French, and get them to the polls. Matt Bracken?
I think that these Democrat schemes, if you want to call them that, they would have worked 10 years ago. And as we've been discussing in other shows, the liberals are still living in that world. They're in their insulated bubble. You know, going back to Dan Rather and the fake memo gate, that would have flown. That used to work. But now when they pull these tricks, especially coming after Kavanaugh, Americans have seen what the Democrats are capable of. When Trump at rallies says, you know, the Democrats are going to turn our country into Venezuela, it's not just hyperbole. People see it. They see Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, and they see a Cesar Chavez and a Maduro. You know, that would.
Oh, no, these are crazy, crazy power trippers. I totally agree. People now know how dangerous these folks are.
The people that haven't voted in years are voting. They usually have under 30% turnout in Florida. It's over 60%. And it's running heavily Republican because people know that this is a make or break election. You know, even this fake bomb plot, I think it's going to backfire because it's so clumsy. There might be some real idiot liberals, the real NPC meme face people might actually accept it at face value, but the rest of us see a false flag.
Well, even exactly. If they busted him and the thing wasn't festooned with professional sticker, it's just all fake as hell. And then they're openly saying, we're going to get killed. Trump's killing us. And then it magically happens. And then it's fake bombs. They wouldn't even mail themselves real bombs. I mean, it just shows how stupid they think we are. All right, let's go to some more callers here with Matt Bracken. Who's up next here? We got Matt in Texas. Who's been on the longest? Jack in Canada. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, once again, tomorrow's news today on Infowars.com. Yeah, you nailed it right on the head there, Alex. Absolutely.
Well, let's be clear, though, brother. It's not hard when they're on every channel saying Trump and Alex Jones are going to bomb us and shoot us with no evidence of it, then it pops up right on time. I mean, it's not hard.
Exactly. It's not hard. And but the thing is you've got lots of people out there that actually believe in television. That's all they know. They've been raised on television. Anything and everything that they've ever known has been on television, like in the movie Network, right? I mean, it's
tell them what to think. We tell them what to say. Exactly.
And they eat it up. And when they censor you and you can't counterpoint anything, then people regurgitate the fake news. Like here in Canada, well, all our news agencies regurgitate all the fake news from the United States and repackages it and sells it to us. I mean, they don't even mention about the caravan going on. They don't even mention about the connection with Adnan Khashoggi and his, I don't know if it's his brother or his cousin, and then you have the Khashoggi who got killed, who had links to ISIS, right? It just goes on and on and on. I mean, you see this thing with the van. You know what? When I saw that van, I went, wait a second. That is just too obvious. And for some weird reason, it reminded me of Las Vegas. I don't know why, but it just had that weird feel that it was just Las Vegas-y thing about it.
Oh, and notice, since we didn't buy Las Vegas, they shut that down real quick. Thank you for the call, Jack.
Oh,
great point.
Yes.
Go ahead. Oh, he's gone. Sorry, I let you go too quick. Matt, I want to come back and just have you briefly, and I'll let you go. Give us what the negative is, though, because I agree with this shows, they admit that with exit polls and people that have been polled, that there's record numbers of Republicans turning out. They're turning out in the midterm like it is a general election every 4 years, but this is every two. So, A, what might they pull in the next 10.5 days to stop this? And B, how could they grab victory from the jaws of defeat? And then what do they do when they lose big time, which all the numbers show? Because this is not a regular election. This is a political, once in a three generation political realignment is what's happening right now. We're going to go to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, the last caller was saying it's like a Hollywood show, but you know what? People are hip to that too. Look at the movie Shooter based on Point of Impact. The whole idea of patsies and black and false flags, it's mainstream now. You know, people, when they see that van, they laugh. So I don't think it's going to have the effect. They're still living in the old days when they could manipulate us. We now are hip to false flags. We know this is a
And they couldn't help but make it all be perfectly wrapped and clean and popping clearly in a production instead of like an old sticker or something, because that would take something old. That would take some work. It's easy to get a new van and plaster all this on it. It's so lazy.
Yeah, it's just too pat. It's the Acme Bomb Factory.
All right. I want to just real quickly on the side, boom, 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 what should we be looking at on our six? What happens if they lose big, which I believe they will unless there's massive election fraud. All the numbers show it. We are at 10.5 days from destiny. Stay with us. Matt Bracken's our guest. More people coming up. I'll host in the fourth hour, too, with Nick Begas joining us, and I will get to every caller that's on the board. Stay with us. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread those links.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You know, folks, let's listen a little bit of George Strait here, but I'm not making this about us. We are under attack all over the news right now, but that's okay. We knew it would happen. And maybe I'll cover that more tomorrow. I'm going to go live at 3 p.m. tomorrow, and I'm going to broadcast as long as we need to on the election, on the stage terror, on all of it. And you can know this, if a big truck bomb goes off or nerve gas gets released or somebody shoots up a government building or a CNN headquarters, you just go to InfoWars.com, and within 30 minutes of it happening, I'll be on air. Know that. Back to broadcast 24 hours a day, we're going to be here. They try to censor us and block us, we'll just work twice as hard. But that's why, during a crisis, we always post an article and send it out to everybody that has the Droid and Apple app, because even though we had millions and millions of people that got on it in a month when they banned us, you still have it on your phone. So you get the alerts. So it's key for you to then email and text message everybody you know saying, hey, we're broadcasting the truth that the enemy, that the globalists want censored, because we are the real voice of America. The globalists actually recognize that, and they're trying to stop us. Now, I didn't see it, but everybody's calling about it. And I guess Trump's live on C-SPAN, and he's interviewing young black conservatives, and our own Will Johnson's there talking about InfoWars, InfoWars censorship. So that'll be coming up later, too. And we're trying to make it front and center for the president to talk about that and to understand that censorship is the key. And I know he understands that, but we've got to really push that through the next level. But here's some of the articles. They call it the Alex Jonesification of the right wing. No, it's not that. It's the common sense. Here's another one. Weekly Standard. The children of Alex Jones. Oh, my God, the evil Candace Owens. She dare questions the motive of these bombings and how they're fake. I mean, that's just common sense. So they're all over the news freaking out that we dare to be questioning things. What do you expect them to pull next, Matt, because people aren't buying this?
I don't think that there's going to be any kind of a directive that goes down, you know, that's passed down. This is, again, at that, like, insect hive pheromone level. But, I think the panic is setting in as they realize there's no blue wave and it might even be a red wave. So I think that
hold on, we're going to come right back to you. They've started the press conference 19 minutes late. Stay there, Matt Bracken and callers. Let's see what Sessions is saying.
Media outlet, a Hollywood actor, and at least seven high-ranking current and former political leaders in the Democratic Party. This is utterly unacceptable. Political violence or the threat of violence is antithetical to our vigorous system of self-government. It is a threat to that respect for law and process that allows our
people to accept legislation. So we never see Sessions until it's butt-kissing Democrats.
Elections, court rulings with which they do not agree. This is the central feature of our system.
No, we agree.
Government.
We're not for violence. They're the ones that are.
Beliefs enthusiastically, but we peaceably and lawfully comply with the results. Please know that from the beginning, this investigative team has made this matter a top priority, focusing their great talent.
All right, we're going to go back to this in a minute. I can't listen to it. Yes, it's illegal. We have a law. Violence is wrong. And it was wrong to shoot Scalise. It was wrong to break the ribs of Rand Paul. It's wrong to call the president's killing. Just the way the Republicans fall into this thing of letting the left direct it all, I would use the press conference to expose all their violence because they're all chomping at the bit attacking Republicans. I think this is a major miscalculation again, Matt.
It's major. And, I can't believe they rolled Sessions out for this. Where's he been? I mean, is he on life support somewhere? But
he's like a blue moon. He like pops up once a year.
Yeah. I think we could possibly see a lone actor with a gun do another Scalise type operation, or instead of yelling at somebody in a restaurant, it could be a gun. But the most effect that would just be out of anger and counterproductive to the left. But the most effective thing would be a shooting against a liberal crowd with right wing literature left. See, the good thing about the fake pipe bomb is it happened 2 weeks out. If just 4 or 5 days before an election, a liberal crowd is shot up and right-wing literature is left, that's going to be more effective. Now, the only saving grace here is, thanks to InfoWars and people like writers like me with my novels, people are way hipper to the false flag today, and they just aren't going to accept
it. No, I totally agree, but let me raise this point. What about all his priors that he was known for all these bomb threats? Here it is, a mail bomb sender, Caesar Priors, 91, theft, 94, domestic violence, 03, bomb threat, 04, illegal ID, 04, controlled substance, 04, evidence tampering, 09, foreclosure, 09, operating without a license, 13, theft, 13, battery, 14, theft, 15, prohibition violation, plus many traffic and drug arrests. This guy is the perfect patsy, shut-up guy, promised to deal by Coward County Mafia. I mean, this guy fits the M.O.
Yeah, he's perfect. A lot will be determined by what happens with his social media history. If they can recover his old social media and it's 180 degrees out from his newly established social media, that'll be a clue right there. But if all of this happened in the last month, then it'll look more like somebody got a handle on him and is just out and out using him. He might have enough priors to send him away, and he's willing to do anything.
Well, exactly.
They might have caught him in the middle of another scam, and they've offered him a way out of it.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt Bracken. We'll talk to you again very soon. I'm going to host a little bit in the next hour to go to Greg and Matt and Aaron and Jeff and Garrett. I'll get to all of you, and then we have a special guest joining us. But right now, Director Ray is out here. Let's hear what he has to say
from
the FBI.
Questions about his background or about his motive? What I can say is that this was a nationwide investigation of enormous scope and of the greatest importance. Our investigation ranged from New York,
the greatest importance,
to Delaware,
fake
to Maryland,
moms, you admit
to the
fake.
District of Columbia, to Florida, to California. And as it always does, the FBI responded with every resource we've got, including our joint terrorism task forces, our counterterrorism division, and our world-renowned experts at the FBI lab.
World-renowned experts.
But and I really can't underscore this enough, we did not act alone.
The FBI crime lab is famous for framing people. It is full of leftists.
Represented up here today. A threat of this scope and of this magnitude requires all of us working.
I can't listen. Turn it off. A threat of this scope and this magnitude. Can we cue up the police commissioner saying there was no real powder in the bombs? These were not bombs. We put these joke road flares together because they're more dangerous than a road flare. If you lit one, you could burn a building down. These are more dangerous than the crap. The crap that was mailed out. This is, and he sits up there. This is the gravest danger, like a nuclear weapon's missing or something. I mean, just all of it. He should be up there saying, no one's in danger. These are fake, like the New York commissioner did. But no. Or other FBI agents that have been all over Fox News saying this is fake. No, he's up there. This is the greatest threat. This is deadly dangerous. Oh, my God. It's the worst thing we've ever seen in our life. Here, let's hear more of this garbage.
It's known as energetic material, which is essentially potential explosives and material that give off heat and energy through a reaction to heat.
Hit pause.
Shock.
They're now having to explain there was no powder, but it had potentially energetic material.
I want to focus for a moment on the amazing work of our folks at the FBI lab.
And then look, this guy looks like he's like an MS-13 member.
They uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
It was not an IED.
This fingerprint is that of Cesar Sayoc.
Turn it off. Turn it off. I'm going to go to break. Come back right back with your calls. Ending the shower, don't forget, free shipping store-wide, 50% off, biggest sale ever. Without your purchases, without your support, we will not be able to continue. You hear sponsors on the radio, your sponsors on local stations, support them. That's great. We're almost exclusively funded by you getting T-shirts, books, water filtration, air filtration, and, you know, they've been trying to shut us down. So I said, hey, I got the product we've got through Christmas, I want to sell it all now. And all the big sales we had for Black Friday and for Christmas and for Cyber Monday, I said, let's just do them all now. And they've been successful. We've sold a lot of product, but we haven't made much profit on each thing. But I had to get it out of our warehouse in case they took our payment processors. They took five of our six. We now have two backups. Doesn't mean we're totally out of the woods. We got contracts this time, but they won't discriminate us for our political activities or lies in the media. So that'll really upset George Soros and Media Matters. But the sales have to end. The sales have to end. Especially on Brain Force, it's selling out. Especially on X2, it's the last run of that. We were unable to secure more of it, but I have a little trick up my sleeve you'll hear about next week. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. More than 70 great supplements, great water filtration, great air filtration, 35% off the highest quality affordable food, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And you go in there and getting great products you already need, funds the operation, and literally, we are in your hands. When you support us, you allow us to continue. Without you, we are nothing. You are the dreaded InfoWar. We'll be back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.